It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
How do you keep your romance alive? Asking for your friend. For me, actually. 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. I'm asking this question because of a situation going on in our family.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, my husband and I have been married almost 10 years now, and we have two girls. If it's your first time listening to the show, we have two daughters, second grader and a preschooler, and life is going great, going really good. And my father-in-law actually just moved in with us. He's recovering now from a hip surgery and needs our help, and we are contemplating this being a long-term situation. He's in his 80s, and this year of COVID has been really hard on him. He's been really depressed because he's been so all alone. And I love my husband's dad. He's really easy to get along with. He's easy to live with, all that stuff. So pretty soon here, we may have a long-term situation of three generations in our same house. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is really cool. It's not something that I ever grew up with. I didn't grow up with grandparents in my house. So I think it's a really neat situation for my kids. And they'll be able to make some great memories with him.
So you're not fighting this. You are happy to have him there.
Happy to have him here. And I think it's a really cool thing. My husband's really leaning into taking care of his dad. And I want to support that 100%. I only have one concern.
Okay.
How do you keep the romance alive when you have three generations under one roof?
Okay, I get it.
We've been going strong for 10 years. I want to keep that going strong forever. Mm-hmm. And the way that you do that is making sure that you're more than roommates. Right? Like, we're best friends. He's the first person I want to hang out with. He's the last person I want to say goodnight to. I want to also do other things.
Right. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Mommy, daddy time. As a woman, I'm feeling like, you know, how do we make sure that we can keep romance going when we're taking care of the generation below us, our kids that we're raising, and taking care now of elderly parents, right?
It's kind of hard to get
specifically one that's living with us. Mm-hmm.
Can't get all flirty in the kitchen when he's mixing up his Metamucil.
Not quite the same when you're serving up Miralax. No.
Kind of takes the thrill out of it, huh?
So do you have any advice for me? 404-263-0941.
Jen, I know you are a proud, strong, independent, very successful woman. But I need you to take that hat off for a second and dumb it down and think like a guy.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Because I need you to pretty much think about how guys, and we can crank that engine pretty quick. And Jen, I know for a lot of women, there's the emotional side of it. And you have to be ready for it. And you have to be flirted with. And you got to kind of ramp up to get to that moment. With the guy, you say, baby, we got a 30-minute window. Let's go. All I need is about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to change the brain, and I'm in the game. Jen, I need you to think like a guy a little bit and be like, if I know my window is short, then let's go. Curtis, am I right on this?
You are right. But also, Mark, you made her sound like a Cutlass Supreme. You got to get it started up. You got to let it sit. You got to warm it up a little bit before you take it on the road because it may break down.
Well, that's how women are. Like, for guys, we crank the engine and we're ready to go. For the women, you got to crank the engine and let it warm up for about an hour before you can get in and start driving.
Now, see, Jen Hobby, listen to Mark. Mark could get you in trouble. What you need to do is you need to think like a closeted teen who still lives at home with his parents. Because where there's a will, there's a gay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Now, you said he recently had surgery, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So does his medication make him drowsy?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay,
and
you
he's
got
in his
80s,
so he naps for a long time during the day.
There's
a start.
See, now you're thinking like a gay man. Okay, so his medication makes him drowsy, so you got to plan that stuff out just right. And he also wears hearing aids, right?
Yes.
Now, girl, no further. What you need to do is time his medication just right, and also when he's taking a nap, you need to take out his hearing aids and take those upstairs with you. He won't hear not nothing. He's going to be asleep. He ain't going to hear nothing. Girl, you got all the time in the world.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, how do you keep your romance alive when you're living with three generations under the same roof? Asking for me this morning. Situation with my family is that my father-in-law is moving in with us. He's recovering from a hip replacement surgery right now, and we're talking about it being a more long-term situation to have all three generations. My husband and I have been married about 10 years, have two kids, and now a grandpa in the house. So... how do we stay married, peeps? that's my one concern. You know, I think this is a great situation. I'm just a little bit worried about it. So if you can give us some advice, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
Jen, co-showering. It works.
And you're saving on water.
I like how people who have the experience of this, of figuring it out, sharing their guidance. This is what I want to figure out. 404-263-0941 to join the show. Okay, Vicky in Decatur is here with some advice.
I went through the same problem last year when my mother-in-law moved in after her husband died. It was rough. She was there for 3 months, and it affected our relationship. So we would just slip a half, just half a sleeping pill in her tea. I made sure it was herbal with lots of honey. Nothing too strong because you don't want to kill them. You know, you just want a nice long afternoon nap. Now, I recommend you do this more than once a week, but, you know, even a small serving of like NyQuil or Benadryl would buy us an hour.
Wow. Oh, my.
Yes. And your mother-in-law was so well-rested at your house.
I do need to warn you guys. There were a few times where she slept for so long. She would be up all night watching TV with the volume all the way up because she's a little deaf. Yeah. So it can backfire. So include in the NyQuil and stuff. Get yourself a white noise machine for the evenings when that happens.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like it's time for round two.
I got to go to the store. Sleeping pills, NyQuil, and sound machines. Awesome.
The family who prays together and has sex together keeps it together.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say the family that does that to you. I mean, mom and dad.
Thank you so much for the call, Vicky. Now. Appreciate
Good luck.
You.
Good luck.
All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Mark, what do you see coming in?
Jen, you need to invest the money in sound improving your bedroom, or if it's going to be long term, maybe consider an in-law suite in the basement.
Okay.
If we see it once, I've seen it 30 times on the text line. The shower. Try the shower, Jen. You can shower together.
Wow, Rubby Ducky, you're the one. It sounds like Jen Hobby. So, sounds like you have a new spot in the house.
Jen Hobby, I think we also got some advice from a guest of honor who was listening to the show just now. May I introduce a surprise
Hello.
Guest, Dr. Mom?
Oh, hey, Dr. Mom! Yes! Okay. You can tell me what to do because, okay, Dr. Mom, we have talked about this when you've joined the show before. Friends that have just now caught on to Dr. Mom. It's producer Janine's mom, who's an OBGYN. She comes on the show often and answers questions for us. So I would love your advice on this situation. So how do you keep the romance alive? Because, you know, even doctors know women have to get into the mindset. And that's a little bit tough when you have grandpa in the house and two little kids.
That's definitely a problem, but I do want to say, don't drug them.
Okay.
Not a good idea.
Got it.
I'll do that one. I have a completely different approach. Okay. So what you can do is, I mean, the man knows you're having sex. He probably is hoping you're having sex because he wants your relationship to be strong. So what you can do is have a system with him where if you put a note on the refrigerator that says buy a new pillow, that means cuddle time, and he can then entertain the kids.
Okay.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is
so
fabulous.
He knows you're doing it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You shouldn't have to really hide it. Once you get past the awkwardness of it, it shouldn't be a big problem.
Dr. Mom, you are fantastic.
Oh, you're never living with me.
I love it. Dr. Mom, thank you. And thanks for listening.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Fabulous advice. All right. Mark, do you see any other advice coming in before we wrap it up? I mean, she gave really good advice.
Just remember your husband first and then your kids.
True. True.
Oh, my gosh. People, we get it. You can do it in the shower. People, we get it. It just keeps coming in.
Everyone's go-to is the shower.
And I love this advice from the 404. Thank you for sending it. It says, I have 7, 5, 3, and 1-year-old kids. Oh,
oh
my goodness.
She's got a little league team.
Says, 3 and 1 take naps, 7 and 5 love Legos. Lego time for the 7 and 5, boom, boom time during nap time for the 3 and 1. Now that right there is how you stay married. Thank you, friends.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.